Well, good evening, church. I am Sammy, and I am one of the pastors here, and delighted to welcome you all to this place of worship on this beautiful fall day. We are in the middle of our October stewardship series. This is the second time ever we have done stewardship. So for all of you who are here, this is our third week. The first week we started in Genesis, creation story, rooting us back in creation, getting us to consider again our relationship to the ground as a way to consider the right relationship to one another. And then last week, Andy preached on bringing your full self. So it was the widow who offers two tiny coins, and that being the most profound offering that had been offered that day because she missed what she had offered. And what we believe in this community is that you are invited to bring your entire self to this place, and whatever it is that you offer is welcomed and needed and important. And then today, we will be, I will tell you that the scripture in the bulletin was actually 1 Corinthians 14. I'm going to take personal responsibility for that. That was not the gremlins. I just mistyped that. It is 1 Corinthians 14. This is in the middle of Paul's kind of charge to the church on how the church should be organized, and we're going to get into that, but the basic idea is that we are going to bring our full selves and all the gifts that we have in order to build one another up as a community so that together we can create the world that we believe God is calling us to create. So with gratitude to God and to one another, let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the opportunity to gather as your people in this space. We ask now that you would give us the wisdom to hear your will and the courage to enact it. For you are our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So as I said today, the text is from Corinthians, the first letter to the Corinthians. It's written by the Apostle Paul, and I'm sure many of you have a complicated relationship with Paul. I know that a lot of people struggle with him. I myself sometimes struggle with him, but I will tell you that this first letter to the Corinthians is probably my favorite book in all of Scripture. With all of its complexities, I think that it has a lot to say because it's raw and it's real. And it gives us a glimpse into the issues that were facing the early church. And these are the same issues that we are still working through in the 21st century church. So it's an actual letter written by Paul in response to letters from these Corinthian believers, probably many letters that they wrote, who were struggling through some stuff. So we have an ancient city of Corinth, and it's incredibly diverse. This city was religiously and socioeconomically, ethnically, culturally, in all of the ways that you can be diverse, this city was that. So there were a group of people all together trying to create a community that was in response to the ministry of Jesus Christ, but Christianity was not a thing yet. So they were starting from the ground up, trying to be radically new and different in the world. And they were understandably struggling to figure it all out. So this diverse group of people, many opinions, many worldviews, trying to live together in community. They write to their founder, Paul, all of the issues that they're facing. They list them, all of these issues. This is what's happening. This is what we're facing. And they're hoping that he is going to write back to them to help them work through it. He is basically asking, they are basically asking him to settle their disagreements and their grievances with one another, asking Paul to settle the score by telling them who is right and who is wrong. This is what they want to know from Paul. And what he says back to them in the very beginning of the letter is this. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. This may be my favorite text in Scripture, and it's what guides the entire letter to the Corinthians. If this letter were a term paper, this is the thesis. Be united. Be of the same mind and the same purpose. Get over your disagreements, because these quarrels are dividing your community, and that's not what we're here to do. So when Paul offers his advice throughout the entire letter, he settles so many disagreements between all of these people. He answers always in the exact same way. Build one another up. Over and over again, he affirms both respective parties in their arguments, agreeing that each presents rational and understandable concerns, but then he always brings it back and makes it clear that while the Corinthians think they have issues because their opponent is wrong, the real problem facing the church in Corinth is that the believers are allowing all of these issues to divide them. And the reason why I think that this is so compelling is that this was the very first church, but we're still struggling with it today. We're struggling with it in our political spheres, in our church spheres. There are so many different denominations. We all think the other is wrong, but this is what Paul wants us to hear. Be of the same mind and of the same purpose. Because when we are divided, the community is torn down, the gospel is no longer preached, any ministry we're trying to do becomes utterly ineffective. So Paul writes to say, hey, I know that there are some differences of opinion and interpretation, but I want to remind you why you signed up for this in the first place, to point you back to our purpose, to remind you that we are here to build up a community of believers, to teach and to support one another, so that we may all be equipped to go forth from this place preaching the gospel, bringing about reconciliation and justice to all of God's family. And so here is where spiritual gifts and this text comes in. Because in Corinth, there were people with a diverse set of gifts. But rather than celebrate that diversity, it became a point of contention. They begin asking, whose gifts were better? Which gifts should we really be striving for? Is the mark of a true believer connected in some way to a particular gift? And Paul's answer every single time is build up the church. It doesn't matter what your gift is. What matters is how you use it. Pursue love and strive for spiritual gifts so that the church may be built up. This is why Paul prioritizes prophecy over speaking in tongues. You see, the prophet speaks to the people, encouraging them and comforting them, challenging and inspiring them, building them up to do the work of justice and reconciliation. But as Paul says, the person speaking in tongues only speaks in mysteries. Without someone to interpret what they are saying, this person is only speaking to God, only building themselves up. Now, self-love and self-care are very important. I want to be clear on this. Because the practices that you have that build you up, the ones that give you life and energy, these things are holy and they are important. But that's not what this is about. Paul is speaking to the people who had taken their gifts and used them to exploit others and to put others down. This is what it means to build up yourself and not the community. So Paul is speaking to people who had decided to use their own gifts to elevate themselves above the rest of the community, marginalizing people who are not like them, who don't have the same gifts as them, who don't believe the same things as them, and then dividing the family of God. This is 2,000 years ago in the ancient city of Corinth. But unfortunately, today, people still haven't got it. We all know the way that Paul's letters are almost always used: to vilify LGBTQ people, to justify slavery and the oppression of women and men of color, and of course, to relegate women to a status below men. This is how people just love to use Paul's letter, and it is the very thing that he admonishes against in this text. In this community, I want to be clear about this, sisters and brothers, in this community, your gifts are valued. In this community, your diversity is valued. In this community, the very person that God created you to be is valued. The community that we are creating in this place is big enough to hold everything that you are, and we hope to faithfully steward everything that you offer. And the reason that we are able to create this kind of community, and the reason that we hope for a different kind of community beyond this place, is because we begin by acknowledging the full humanity of every single person who walks through the doors of this place on Sundays and on every other day of the week. We acknowledge and we begin by acknowledging the full humanity of LGBTQ people, the full humanity of men and women of color, the full humanity of women. It's not up for debate, because this is the family of God that has been called to this place to create a different kind of community. You all are the family of God, and you have all been given extraordinary gifts, each of you. And in this place, whatever it is that you bring, it is of value. And it is not only of value, but it is vital. It is vital to creating the kind of community that we aspire to be. So together, let us pursue love and seek spiritual gifts, so that together as one body of Christ, we may build up the family of God and create the world where we are all known and beloved children of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please stand with us.